Joined in the studio with Ovi. Welcome, Ovi.
Hi, Kat.
So we're going to get going with a mix very shortly, and you're going to be playing some techno deep house for us tonight.
We'll be kind of like a mixture of deep house and deep tech and whatever I can come up with.
Well, that sounds good. And you're going to talk us through it as we go.
I will. I will reveal playlists. I will reveal techniques. I know.
That sounds good. I mean, it's been a while since you've been on the show, and I'm very pleased to have you back. And it's good to have you in the studio, and it's a lovely night outside. We're actually in a studio that has windows for a change. So let's get some summer tracks on the go. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
You're ready? Let's do this. Tell me what you're mixing in right now.
Right now is a Hot Since 82, Like You. A production of Hot Since 82, of course. Released on Get Physical Records. A really, really big label.
And what did we start with there?
I started with a Little Helper.
Little Helper? You're not talking about me.
Basically, what's with the Little Helpers is... they're a combination between a DJ tool and a track. They're not exactly a track, they're not exactly a DJ tool. You can use them really well as an in-between track when you go from one style to the other, or when you begin a set or when you end a set.
Do you use that a lot out?
Yes, I use many, many Little Helper tools, mostly in the more dark events and mixes, because they're more techie, more... Again, dark.
Maybe just some of the listeners might not know what we mean when you say dark. Clarify dark music.
Dark music
I know this is what you like.
Yeah, how I see it. You won't hear any vocals. Everything is really repetitive. Sounds are really robotic. There's a lot of eerie sounds in it. Some even sample from like horror movies and stuff.
And that comes across in some of the stuff you make, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's the kind of sound you like.
Yeah, that's what I dig.
Yeah, it's what you dig. And we're going to chat a little bit more later about what you have been making. So in the meantime, Hot Since 82.
Thank you. more you broaden your horizons, you know, the cooler person you get. So I had all these influences with music. I just decided, let me try to do it. But I can only draw from my experiences. And since I've been living this kind of underworld,
we're getting back to something a little bit darker then.
Yeah.
That was a sneaky
actually,
melodic one in there.
These are one of the things when you're playing CDs. You might hear number 5 and you want to play number 6.
Here, it worked. I'm not complaining. That I was dancing. I was dancing a little bit there.
But this shows that I can play not only dark stuff, also more vocal, more bar type of stuff.
Would you say that it's really important to be kind of versatile as a DJ?
Oh yeah, you as a DJ, if you want to make it, you need to be able to play anything.
Even if it's
not
necessarily...
almost anything, but you know, I mean, me being EDM DJ, so playing mostly house music, mm-hmm. will mean that I can play just about every house tune they can throw at me. I can mix it in and play it.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't matter if it's got a vocal, it is slow, if it's deep house, if it's techno house, if it's techno, if it's more funky soul, more disco, and so on, and so on and so forth.
Yeah. So, what have you been up to since you were last on the show? You were just, you let us hear some samples of something you were going to be playing, releasing, sorry, your EP.
Yeah.
How's it going? What have you been making?
Unfortunately,
recently?
Because I was really busy, I'm really busy, booked up everywhere. And
you've been DJing out a lot, haven't you?
It's
been taking off,
you know,
as you wipe the dust off your shoulder there.
Yeah, I mean, playing in so many places, and also having a day job as well.
Yeah.
And with also some personal issues that I had, left too little time to actually go into finishing the tracks. I have,
right.
to be honest, about 17 tracks I'm working on.
Wow.
And hopefully, really soon, I hope by the end of this month, I will release the first EP. The EP is almost done. I know what I want with it. It's just I need the time to polish all the tunes up, and because when I do something, I don't want to just do it just in between something, in between A and B. I want to have this specific time for production,
mm-hmm.
and so I can immerse myself into it. So it won't just be, you know, something just surface.
Yeah. Yeah, and how do you find balancing, you know, having a full-time job and trying to, you know, shape your career as DJ?
It's not easy.
It's a lot of time, isn't it?
Yeah, not a lot of sleep. That's all I can say, not a lot of sleep. Burning candle at both ends, like many people are telling me, but, you know. I mean, for me, this is all I have, music, so.
Yeah. So what are we hearing now? What are you mixing in?
Right now, that what I'm playing is Fab Code and KUU Jungle Phone.
Oh yeah, that one.
Yeah. That's what I'm playing. I'm gonna mix into a Hot Since 82 again track, if I can find it.
We're surrounded right now by CDs and bits of paper, and this looks very complicated, so I'm gonna wheesh for a bit and let Ovi get on with it, and let's hear what he comes in with next. You're listening to Burst Live with Ovi Valentino on Productive Chat.
Oh yeah.
Don't Thank you.
Well, well.
Mixing at its finest. Very nice.
Thank
what
you.
Are we listening to?
Right now is a remix of Koyu made by Oxia, and it's called the Nunu Sound.
The Nunu Sound.
Yeah, really big.
Loving that. So, Ovi, I did want to ask you, since you were last on the show, something quite drastic has changed about the way you DJ and your setup. Please tell me about that and your decisions behind it.
Right. Unlike many DJs that analog to digital, what I did is I went from a digital DJ, from using computers, to using CD and vinyl. And now I think I'm a lot better off with CD and vinyl.
I mean, usually they just go the other way around, don't they?
Yeah, but because when I went into DJing with house music, as I started with hip hop, it was different. And when I went to house music, it was a different style of actually mixing. And with hip hop, I was just more like scratching, not really, you know, into actual mixing. The thing is, when you have a computer in front of you, you get distracted. You can mix just by looking at two waveforms. So basically anybody that can read two waveforms, anybody that has eyesight, will be able to mix. And that means people stealing jobs, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. And you're finding it better though.
Oh yeah, it's a lot easier. You're listening to the music. You're not just staring at a couple of things going from left to right, or right to left, or whatever.
Okay, I'll let you mix in the next track.
All right. We'll be right back.
So we're getting to the last track of the night. Sadly, it goes too fast. That went so fast.
Yeah.
Like 5 minutes. Anyway, thanks so much, Ovi, for coming in. You can catch Ovi and I DJing together at on the terrace of Aruba on Saturday, starting the 29th of this month.
It's Aruba, Bournemouth.
Aruba, Bournemouth, yes. Where else can we catch you playing, Ovi?
When it's about Bournemouth, you can catch me all over town. Let's say as a residency, you'll find me Fridays in Labato in Ashley Cross.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find me playing on Dancing Jug on a Wednesday.
That's right.
Again, Labato on a Saturday, the Dancing Grove, sometimes on a Friday.
You get around, don't you?
So these are the usual ones. Then you in July, I have the Winchester. July, August, I have the Ofara station.
So it's a busy old summer for you.
Things coming, yes.
Things are coming. And if you like Ovi's sound, please do check him out on SoundCloud as well, Ovi Valentino. There's plenty of his tracks up there and also a lot of his mixes.
Also, you can chat me up if you're also on Facebook. I'm always online, so yeah.
There you go, heard it from the man himself. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Ovi. It's been a pleasure having you back.
It's been a pleasure being here.
Thank
really
you.
Nice setup, really nice studio, guys.
So that is the end of Productive Chat Live, as it is the last week of Burst Live. Coming up next, we're going to be playing some stuff from the Burst archive into the night, and we'll be back live with you tomorrow from 10 o'clock for Burst Breakfast with Jill and Bert from 10 a.m. Thanks so much for listening. I've been Kat Farrell. This is a Productive Chat on Burst Radio.
Radio, with you every step of the way.